for no other reason than we just believe that's what God is like, is a huge thing. And so thank you to each one of you for doing that. You are, in a lot of ways, the face of Hosanna to these kids. So thank you. We did a drawing for leaders that registered before a certain deadline for some Vikings tickets. So I get the pleasure of giving those away. Now, here's the thing. I grew up in Arkansas, and there we call the hogs. Do you guys even know what that is? I don't know. Okay, it's this really weird thing. I didn't know it was abnormal until I moved away from there. We're not going to do that. We did it in church a few times. It was really awkward now that I look back at it, but at the time I thought it was totally normal. Anyway, so this year's winner is Jeff Filippi? Filippi? Come on down.
Let's win the game. Go Vikings, honor your name. Go get that first down and get a touchdown.
All right, congratulations, Hugo. And I have something else. Hang on. We have someone that has close connections with the Vikings and got us some really expensive items. Hang on. These are for root beer only. Here you go. All right. There you go. All right, well, enjoy those tickets. We worked really hard the last few weeks on making this really impressive, detailed, great video for you. And I'm so excited to be able to share it with you today. So if you'll take a look at the screens, enjoy.
We here at Hosanna Student Ministries take what we do very seriously. The good news of Jesus Christ is what drives everything. But we also understand that we're still working with kids, which is why we created this helpful video to share what we feel are our top five most important things to know for this upcoming year.
The first and maybe the most important one of them all is this: follow Jesus and pray. You don't have to do this alone. You cannot, I repeat, cannot expect to effectively lead a small group of junior high or high school students if you are not also following Jesus and praying. Praying for yourself, the ministry, your students, their parents, your own family. Jesus himself promised this journey would not be an easy one to travel. It would often be difficult. The reward would be eternal. Jesus wasn't some superhero flying through the world unharmed, beating up villains and asking people to behave until he would come back again. Instead, he lived a life of radical love and forgiveness. Oftentimes, you're going to feel like leading a small group of students is quite difficult. You may even make mistakes. But Jesus invites us to experience the grace of his Father, to follow him, and to live by the Spirit.
The second thing you have to know when you're leading a small group of students is this: make goals for the year, but make those goals realistic. It's good to dream, but sometimes if you set your expectations too high, you can often feel inadequate as a leader.
All right, guys, it's time to memorize the whole book of Romans together, starting chapter 1.
Internet shows, sports, girls,
internet. Let's memorize Romans right now. Hey, what are you guys doing? Hey, get off of there. Get out of there. No swimming. This is highly unorthodox.
Start out small. Get to know your students. See where they are coming from. Listen to their stories. Come alongside them. Care for them. And in good time, tell your story. You may be surprised. They really do want to hear it. They want to know that God is real to you as well.
The third thing you need to know when you're leading a small group of students is this: build relationships with the parents. Remember, you're not alone. Pretty much all of the students at some point or another go home to their moms or dads, grandmas or grandpas. They're the ones that tuck them in at night. They're the ones that drive them places. They're the ones that have been there since the beginning, changing their diapers at one point even. So get to know them. Build relationships with them. They have a lot of wisdom when it comes to their own child. Seek them out, introduce yourself, give them updates on how their student is doing. Brag about the students to their parents. They love that stuff.
The fourth thing, we may have said this before, but it's worth saying again. You're not alone. You have a coach. They don't have all the answers, but they've been leaders, and in some cases, they still are leaders. They just want to come alongside you and other leaders to make this experience the best it can be. They help you remember that you're not crazy for spending an hour and a half each week with students. They help you remember that God's Spirit is alive and well, not just in the ministry, not just in the students, but in you as the leader. They want to encourage you, pray for you, and listen to you. One of the most important things they do is get feedback from you. Since we can't get with each and every one of you for a significant amount of time, this gives us a way to get candid, honest, and open comments on your leadership experience.
Hey, the music is too loud.
No, not so much that kind of feedback.
The curriculum is sometimes hard to follow.
Yeah, that kind.
I just think the HSM staff is probably the best youth staff in the whole wide world.
That might be a little overboard, but you get the idea. Connect with your coaches at least once per month during the designated times in your calendar, and this will be a great year.
The final thing you need to know when you're leading a small group of students is this. Read your manual. We like it when you're informed. The students are trusting you to be informed. Their parents are hoping you're informed. We spend a lot of time making sure our communication is clear and as concise as possible so that you have the easiest time knowing exactly what is expected of you throughout the year. So please, read your manual. Check it twice. We would hate for you to miss out on all the incredible experiences that you and your students will have simply because you didn't stay informed. We realize the reading material is not going to show up on the New York Times bestseller list, but we do believe that if you read your manual and stay informed, you'll be able to focus on and be ready for that much more of what God has in store for you and your students this year.
So let's review our top five. Follow Jesus and pray. Make goals. Build relationships with the parents. Connect with your coaches. And read your manual. Follow these five things, and hopefully, this experience for you as a leader will be action-packed. too much? Too cheesy? Yeah. Okay, well, this is going to be a great year. You can do this. You will do this. And you'll never regret it. God bless you.
That's what your tithes and offering went to. No, we had a fun time making that video, and hopefully that laid the groundwork for the whole year. The top five things that we feel are the most important things to be thinking of, and so maybe even if you have a piece of paper and you want to write those things down on your manual, you can. That would be wonderful. My name is Jared Van Voorst. I'm the Student Ministries Director, also known as the Riddler, apparently, according to the video, and they picked the skinniest body, tallest body that they could find to make me feel really good about myself. I have a couple sort of announcement type things that I want to share with you. They're more so year-round things, but more so imminent things that you're going to want to know for the next couple weeks. Those, like what you saw in the video, are more the top five, the year-round things. This is probably more imminent information that I want to give you. First of all, Shay gave you some numbers in there. I want to give you a couple numbers as well. I'm here to talk mostly about the growth strategy. And we talked about this last year, too, because of the fact that we just continue to grow. And so we decided we got to have some sort of infrastructure in place on our end so that we're prepared for the massive numbers of students. I want to just give you some numbers. In Catalyst alone last year, at this time, we had, at the beginning of September, there were 384 students registered in Catalyst. And by the end of that month, there were 504. And then at the end of October, it was 568, and by the end of January, we had a little over 600 students registered just in Catalyst. That's at the end of January. So all that to say, we are going to continue to grow even from today.
And so we just want to be best prepared for that. We want you to be best prepared for that. And so one of the things that we say within our growth strategy is find somebody that you know that would be a good fit to be a leader as well. Maybe just in general, or if you don't have a co-leader and you would like somebody to help you out, in fact, we want you to have somebody to help you out because of the fact that we just continue to grow. And this happens in Power Life too. Sometimes on a Wednesday night, students, after a couple weeks go by in the beginning of the year, students really get excited about what's going on here and they want to invite their friends who maybe have never been to church before. And so we want their experience to be the best experience possible. And so they come in on a Wednesday night, they're able to visit with your group, and maybe that night, all of a sudden, you go from normally having maybe 9 students in your group to having 13 because a couple students in your group maybe invited some friends. It's so imperative that you have a co-leader with you on those nights, in fact, every night, really, so that towards the small group time, at the end of the talk, you guys are able to connect a little bit, maybe meet those new students, and then when you start to kind of get down to the more intimate, personal discussions in your small groups, you're able to say, you know what, hey, Joe, why don't you take a few students? I'm going to take a few students. We're just going to sit separately for just a few minutes so we can go just a little bit deeper, and then we'll come back together and connect again. Does that make sense to everybody? Nod your head really big and obnoxiously like this, so I know. Okay, thank you. So that is our growth strategy, and we're anticipating large numbers of students again this year, and that's exciting because that means more students get to hear the gospel, which is the best news possible. The other thing I want to let you know about, too, is this is somewhat imminent. We feel like it is. If you have a little piece of paper, tear off just a little piece of paper that you can write a word on. Do that really quickly. And the word I want you to write is PAX. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to write P-A-K-S. P-A-K-S. And once you have it, hold it up about head, ear length or something like that. And then I want you to take it in two hands, and I want you to rip it in half. Okay, for those of you that have served for a very, very long time, this word, PAX, is ingrained into your head and your spirit and your heart to the point where you actually might be able to find it in your Bible. This is not the case. We have gotten rid of the word PAX because we decided we are going to enter into the 21st century and spell words correctly, P-A-C-K-S. But not only that, we decided, you know what, everybody else in the church calls it a small group. I think we could probably call it a small group as well. So from Halo to Power Life to Catalyst, it is a small group across the board. We just feel like that is going to be consistent communication. And again, I'm a big fan of spelling things correctly because people on the outside of the church looking in say, wow, they really don't have their stuff together. They don't know that there's a C in there. So that's what we're going to do. And so you can lay PAX to rest for a very long time until somebody else comes back and runs Power Life. Okay, so say it with me, small groups. Oh, you sound beautiful. And then the third thing I want to mention to you is this. Unless you are in sixth grade, a sixth grade leader, everybody else, so a seventh grade leader on up to your leader of a group of seniors in high school, retreats are a requirement. Now, I know that sounds like the word requirement has a bad sound to it, but here's what I want to say. For those of you that have attended retreats and look forward to retreats, there's a reason why. Retreats tend to be the thing that the most measurable piece of data that we have from students that say that has been the most impactful experience in my time in Hosanna Student Ministries. Our confirmation students, they write about it. Those of you that led an eighth grade group just last year, your faith statements that they wrote, they wrote most of the time about the retreat, that it was a defining moment for them. And so because of that, it is imperative that you join them as their leader at the retreat. Now, we understand there are family conflicts, there's work conflicts that you probably already know about that. Just let us know ahead of time so that we can help you, or let your coach know ahead of time so we can help prepare your students and your group for the best retreat experience possible. The last thing I have is this, and then I'm going to introduce you to another video. And that is, this is the most near thing in our future is United. United is happening next week, and it's for everybody from sixth grade on up. Sixth grade groups, you're going to be coming early. You're going to meet them first at 6 o'clock, and so you can get checked in there. But what I want you to do, for those of you that know your students or think you know which students are going to be in your group. If you stayed in contact with some of your students, what I want you to do is just get in contact with them and let them know that they need to wear their school colors, because we have our own rendition of a homecoming theme. It's going to be a little bit different than maybe what you saw this past weekend, but it's going to be a lot of fun. So wear your high school colors. I'm going to be wearing mine, and it's going to be a fun time. We will have United from 7 to 8:30 next week, and it's going to be a blast. And that is all I have to share with you, except for this video, which is talking about Life Hurts. And if you have more questions about Life Hurts, I saw Dean. He's at the back of the room, and Dean is here. He runs Life Hurts. And most of you know a little bit about Life Hurts, but it's an incredible program to help students who are maybe just having a little bit more of a difficult time fitting in or just doing life. And so that's what this video is going to be. Go ahead and pay attention to the screens, and Kelly will be up with our final bit.
90% of 4th through 8th graders report being victims of bullying. 40% of youth growing up in America today are being raised without their fathers. Every 78 seconds, a teen attempts suicide. Every 90 seconds, they succeed. Families are in crisis. Youth are turning to destructive ways to deal with their pain. Isolation, cutting, alcohol, drugs, lying, stealing, or anger. Sometimes life is disappointing, stressful, and you feel alone, depressed, forgotten, frustrated, hopeless, like nobody cares. Sometimes life hurts. But God takes what is broken and He puts it back together. He restores, He redeems, He makes things right. God heals. Jesus states in John 10:10 that I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. Life Hurts is an 8-step youth care program that ministers to hurting students, 4th through 12th grade, and their families. Our desire is to invite God into young people's very real struggles. Then God moves, bringing restoration and healing where there is brokenness, shining His light where there is darkness, bringing hope to where there's hopelessness. Join us at Life Hurts Tuesday nights at 6:15 p.m. in the New Chapel. No registration needed, just come. To learn more, visit us at the care booth on Wednesday nights with any questions you may have, or email us at lifehurts@hosannalc.org.
Awesome. Well, that is such a powerful ministry. And we love Dean and we love Life Hurts. So my name's Kelly Nelson and I'm the operations coordinator here. I have a little bit of a frog in my throat right now. I don't always sound like a man. Hopefully you guys can still hear me. Life Hurts. We think this is an incredible ministry. It's Tuesday nights at 6:15. And we want to let you guys know about that as a resource to you. If you have any kids in your small groups, as you get to know them and you start to see, you know, this student's got just a lot of stuff going on at home, we want you to know that Life Hurts is a resource for them to direct them to. So that's Life Hurts. All right, so now for the next couple minutes, what we're going to do, I'd love for you guys to open your manuals that should be in front of you to page 2.3, 2.4 and onward. And we've tried to think about what are the best ways to communicate some of these really practical details to you, leader expectations, what you need to know about coming on a given week, what we're asking leaders to do. And so we brainstormed as a staff, like, what's going to be the best way for this information to get to people? And we thought, you know what, we're going to give you guys 3 to 5 minutes right now to actually read this part of the manual, okay? And we're going to have a little music playing in the background, and we want you to take a minute or two to read this. I want to highlight a couple things for sure. Point number 2 and point number 3. What do you do if you need subs, and what do you do if you have new students and visitors? Those are two really important points. Before I release you to start reading that, I do want to highlight one thing to mention to you guys. Those of you who are returning leaders and also new leaders too, we're going to let you know that we will be giving you all six. Raise your hand if you're a sixth grade leader. I'll start there. Okay, all of you guys, sixth grade leaders, you are going to be getting your group list when you check in next Wednesday. We're going to have a check-in place at the right to the left of the fountain when you arrive, and we'll be giving your group list then. Please, please don't contact us earlier to ask for lists. As Jared said, we have so many students that are still registering, lots of new kids coming in, and so you'll be getting that group list on that first night, the Wednesday. The rest of you, raise your hand if you're 7th through 12th grade. Woohoo, all of you. You will be getting your group lists when you arrive on the 25th, so that's 2 weeks from now. And like I said, all these new kids are coming within the next month or in 2 or 3 weeks. We're probably going to be adding hundreds of kids. So the lists are constantly changing. So just keep that in mind. And if you have any questions about that, feel free to connect with any of our staff members at the back. Okay, with that, I'm going to give you a moment. We're going to take some time to read through that. And as you're reading, maybe grab a pen, highlight or underline anything that you'd like to talk more about in your coaching groups, any things you have questions about, or things you just want to remind yourself to remember. So feel free to do that. And there are some changes from years past. So we want to make sure you read through that. Okay, that was probably the most riveting thing you've read in a long time, I bet. Yeah, okay. So, yes, I know as you read through that, it can seem like, oh, that's a lot of details. But again, this will make for such a more impactful ministry for these kids to have leaders that are informed and know what's going on. And so we do deeply appreciate you guys knowing this stuff and sticking to it. So we really thank you for taking the time to read through that. So what's going to happen now, or actually before that, I want to make two notes. T-shirt day is October 5th, okay? So you're not going to get T-shirts till then, but we're really excited about the designs. They're going to be pretty sweet this year. And then all of the sixth grade kids will get new Bibles when they come next week. And then any other new students to your group, like it mentioned in there, they can come and grab a Bible at the check-in table at any time. So make sure you let kids know that. And then one other thing I want to let you know, too. Small group meeting locations. Okay, raise your hand if you are a Power Life group leader. Power Life people. Okay, we love you. Okay, so I want to let you know this, and this is a change for this year. I think Shay mentioned it in the big room, but we're going to have all of our fifth graders are going to be meeting in the west side of the atrium during Power Life. That is their small group meeting location now. And so we need to put out the ask to all Power Life groups for your small group meeting location. The only space that we have will be Worship Center and the new chapel area, okay? And so we won't be able to come into any other parts of the building. So we encourage you, highly encourage you to find a space to stick in the Worship Center initially, okay? Does that make sense? Catalyst small groups, the building is cleared out by then and there's a lot more space available for them. But we do appreciate your flexibility in helping to find a space that works. So I want to let you know that. And then with that, too, that we have a new Memorial Gardens and Columbarium, if you may have seen it out that direction. And we're going to also ask that small groups don't meet outside in that area as well, as we want to keep that a reverent space so that you won't use that as a small group space for Power Life or Catalyst as well. So heads up on that. Okay, so now what's going to happen is we're going to dismiss you for the next little less than 45 minutes, 40 minutes or so, into your coaching groups. Now, coaches, you should have an agenda in there to go what to go through with your groups right now, and we'd love for you to do that. Feel free, if you need some more space or if you can't hear each other, to spread out into other areas of the building tonight. You are free to do that. We'll dismiss you from here, and then you guys are free to go at 8 o'clock. I want to pray for us, and then you're free to go. One more thing I'll remember, too. If you have any paper,
paperwork that you need to turn in, background checks, anything, we have a folder right at the back, not a folder, a little tray that says, put your paperwork here right at the back table. So make sure to do that before you head out tonight as well. Let me pray, and then you guys can head to your coaching groups. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for every single person in this room tonight that you have called to the ministry of pouring into students, God. We thank you for them. I ask right now, Lord, that any nerves that are heightened right now, that you would calm any nerves for new people and for people that have been here for a long time, that you would empower them and strengthen them to what you've called them to. I pray, Lord, as we head into this next year, Lord, that we would have ears to hear you and we would have the words to speak into our students' lives that would radically change them, that they would come to know you in a deep and personal way. We thank you for the kids you're calling to this ministry. Would you touch them tonight? And I just pray a blessing over these leaders as they are sent out this year. We bless them and send your spirit with them. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, so you are free to spend some time in your coaching groups. Thank you, guys.